narcissist, horrible people but happy. Narcissists might have grandiose illusions about their own importance and an absence of shame, but psychologists say they are more also likely to be happier than most people. An ongoing study of narcissism by researchers at Queen's University Belfast has found such people might infuriate others, but are less likely to be stressed or depressed. Psychologist Dr. Costas Papagenou says negative responses to narcissism can overlook the positive benefits to the narcissist themselves. The researchers have been trying to understand why narcissism appeared to be on the rise in modern societies. In politics, social media, and celebrity culture, if it is also seen as being a socially toxic. Little shame or guilt. They define narcissists as being likely to engage in risky behavior, hold an unrealistic, superior view of themselves, are overconfident, show little empathy for others, and have a little shame or guilt. With such negative qualities, the researchers wanted to know why narcissism seemed to be so visible and often rewarded rather than penalized. Narcissism is one of the dark traits identified by psychologists alongside psychopathy. But Dr. Papagenou's research with 700 adults suggests even though it might be bad for society, it seemed to be beneficial for individual narcissists. They might have a trample over others and left a trail of emotional damage around them, but narcissists also seem to be insulated against feeling bad about themselves. They have lower levels of stress and are less likely to see life as stressful, with their self-confidence and heightened sense of self-importance appearing to be protective qualities. Preoccupation with power. This follows the Belfast team's previous work, which indicated narcissists were more likely to succeed in work and in their social lives, with a mental toughness that helped them overcome rejection or disappointment. Dr. Papagenou also looked at how different dimensions of narcissism could have different emotional outcomes. Those narcissists with along grandiose characteristics that have a preoccupation with status and power, an overinflated sense of importance, he says. But vulnerable narcissists can be much more defensive and have a tendency to view other people's behavior as hostile. In terms of their own sense of well-being and ability to handle stress, grandiose narcissists are likely to have very positive characteristics, according to Dr. Papagenou. While, of course, not all dimensions of narcissism are good, certain aspects can lead to positive outcomes, he says. Such psychological traits should not be seen as either good or bad, but as products of evolution and expressions of human nature that may be beneficial or harmful depending on the context. And further research might find a way to cultivate some of the traits while discouraging others for the collective good.